Adele Upmore has seen a lot of changes in the decades since she and her husband started running the West Cattle Auction outside of Waco. But she says last year was the end of an era.
It just kind of broke your heart when you saw the older people that had been with you for 25, 30 years, always bringing their cattle. And it was the last herd. It was the last they saw. And that, I still get choked up.
The record dry weather forced ranchers to sell herds, but for many older ranchers already considering retirement, the drought made the decision for them. They didn't have the time, cash, or the inclination to reinvest, says Upmore. Most of their children are unlikely to follow in their footsteps.
You know, it's much easier to run a computer than it is to raise and take care of and care for land and cattle.
And it's not just ranching. Farming in general has had trouble attracting young blood.
And there has been for several years that young people are not getting into agriculture.
Colburn Davis works for the Texas Farm Bureau, trying to attract young farmers to the profession. Last year's drought made his job all the more difficult.
It was not a year to get into agriculture.
Still, he's optimistic about programs the nonprofit Farm Bureau is launching to help spur interest. The Texas and U.S. governments also have grant programs and incentives. But with so many older farmers hanging up their hats, others are left wondering what Texas agriculture will look like in future years.
It's kind of like we got rid of our manufacturing base and now we're realizing we need people to go into manufacturing.
Bastrop rancher Patty Jacobs thinks the generational shift will bring new focus on smaller, organic, sustainable farms.
And, you know, for 20 years we told everybody, go learn how to work a computer, don't get your hands dirty. And now we're telling people, well, gee, we want, you know, grass-fed and we want local foods and everything, and there's nobody to do it anymore.
But back at the West Auction, Adele Upmore worries things will go in exactly the opposite direction. She sees family ranches disappearing and large packing operators extending their influence over agriculture.
We're probably inching toward more of a contract situation, like chickens and hogs and that kind of situation, rather than 100-head herd in all places. That may happen. I hope it doesn't.
And that could signal the end of a Texas ideal of farming families and their connection to the land. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchelle.